Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The City Council in Holyoke recently voted to use federal grant funds to implement something called ShotSpotter. That's a technology used to identify and locate gunshots in the city's downtown. Some are skeptical about whether this will be effective, but Nirvani Williams reports that Holyoke's mayor says it's worth a try.
After a fatal shooting in Holyoke last month, marking the city's fifth recorded homicide this year, Mayor Joshua Garcia stood beside local leaders outside City Hall, calling for justice.
We do need justice. Justice isn't dispensed only by courts and prosecutors. I'm talking about social justice, which is the business of the entire community.
Garcia told the crowd he wanted to help people dealing with mental health issues, addiction issues, and other factors that could lead to gun violence. Since that press conference, a big focus for Garcia has been securing the funding for ShotSpotter, a technology designed to hear gunshot noises and alert police. ShotSpotter is currently located in 11 cities in Massachusetts, including Springfield and Pittsfield. It's also in Hartford. In an interview, Garcia said a major problem is Holyoke residents not calling 911 when a gun is fired.
And if someone is bleeding out in an alleyway from gun violence, and that call was never called in and could have been saved if we would have knew about it sooner and respond sooner.
Garcia says ShotSpotter could help fill this gap. He wants the technology to cover 2 square miles in downtown Holyoke, which he says is where 80% of gunshot calls are reported. The cost? $150,000 a year.
This is the last thing I want to invest in, but understanding the concern and it's a strategy that I'm looking forward to try in the hopes that we can curb the concerns that are happening out in the community.
Garcia says the federal grant funds the city council approved will cover the cost for the first square mile, while American Rescue Plan or ARPA funds will cover the rest.
I bring up ShotSpotter not as a solution, because I don't think at all that this is going to solve our gun violence problem, not just here in Holyoke, but everywhere, but a potential strategy. When I share this strategy, there's this feeling of appreciation that City of Holyoke is doing something to help navigate these public safety concerns.
Katie Talbot, a lead organizer in Holyoke for Neighbor to Neighbor, a social service organization, says she doesn't believe ShotSpotter will help at all. She says multiple noises could trigger the system to call the police.
Whether the gun, firework, a car backfiring, it raises the level of danger in those communities. So police will, again, over-police, come in ready to defend themselves regardless of the situation because of the amount of alarms that have gone off.
There has been quite a lot of research into ShotSpotter. Mitchell Doucette from the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions co-authored a study published last year. It looked at cities across the U.S. that did implement ShotSpotter and those that did not.
We compared what happened over a long period of time, in this case over 20-plus years. And again, what we found was that after implementing ShotSpotter in the years preceding, there was no effect or reduction in firearm violence.
Doucette says cities implementing the technology need to keep track of where violence is occurring and where ShotSpotter notifications pop up, and then share all of that with the public. But he says given his research, local officials should consider alternatives.
It could be more advantageous for local communities and cities to spend the money they were going to spend on a gunshot detection technology on other proven evidence-based solutions, such as, you know, community violence interrupters and other types of solutions that have proven to be more efficacious.
Community violence interrupters being people who are trained to de-escalate violent situations in their community. Garcia says the idea for ShotSpotter and the ARPA funding for it is a carryover from former acting mayor Terrence Murphy. Garcia isn't confident ShotSpotter is the answer and says he's willing to invest in other solutions.
We're not saying it's either this or that. We're able to try all of it.
Garcia says he plans to use ShotSpotter for 2 years and then reassess. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nirvani Williams.